Open Windows, November the 29th. The Danger of Blessings. In John 1:16 we read, "From the fullness of his grace we have all received one blessing after another." When the Lord has blessed and prospered, how many people have not themselves become something? Here is a successful movement. Here is my chance. There is a laying hold of that work and a turning of it to personal account. That is the history of things. The most dangerous time for the work of God is the time of blessing. You will always find people coming in when it's blessing, not because they have God's end in view, but because a realm of blessing means personal good. The Lord is calling us on to the fullness of Christ, and sometimes on the way he may let us see the working of his power, that he is with us. Oh, the world may be against us, the devil may be withstanding, and the Lord lets us see in some little way that he is with us. And then alongside of that, comes the most awful peril, in that we snap our fingers at everything and everybody, and at the devil himself. We are supported by the Lord in the position that we have taken. We are vindicated. Oh, that is a perilous position. The Lord may have to say, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." Do not find any personal gratification in the fact that the demons are subject to you. It is all the same realm as glorying in a wrong way in the blessings of the Lord. We have to go on steadily and take our encouragements when they come, thank the Lord quietly for them, and get on with the main business, not staying to gloat over the fruit of the Lord's blessings in a personal way. There is a great deal of ground covered by that. Oh, it is often a source of so much gratification, if only you can tell people of the success that is coming to you in the work of the Lord, and how many people are coming, how many souls are being saved, and how you are being used, how the Lord's seal is upon you. All unconsciously, we take hold of the honour for our own flesh. The Lord has to hide so much from us, because it is dangerous for us. Our flesh makes it dangerous. We shall be tried by blessings as well as adversities. The keenest fires of trials are often those of success and prosperity. Such tests discover whether our hearts are fixed upon the Lord or upon things.